Whether you're retro, competitive, tabletop, or anything in between, you'll find it all at Generation Games, Sydney's premier new gaming event. Book your tickets now for April 20th and 21st at the International Convention Centre, Darling Harbour. Hey gamers, Jake Barros here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Megacrit has announced a full-on sequel to its hugely popular roguelike deck builder, Slay the Spire, with Slay the Spire 2 set to launch in 2025 as an early access title. The sequel is being built from the ground up in a completely different engine to the original, and will feature all new slayers, cards, enemies, scenarios, and more. Megacrit credits the community's feedback and fanfare around the first Slay the Spire in its early access period as a big reason for the team to do it again this time. Though we still know quite little about EA Cliffhanger Games' upcoming Black Panther title, a recent job listing may have revealed that it's set to be an open-world title. The job ad on EA's website calls for a principal sandbox designer and describes open-world exploration with seamless and dynamic transitions between structured missions, much like Insomniac's recent Spider-Man titles. The still-untitled game is one of two in-development AAA titles featuring Black Panther, with the other being the Amy Hennig-led Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra. Ascendant Studios, the developer of last year's underperforming single-player AAA magic shooter, Immortals of Avium, has reportedly furloughed the majority of its staff, giving them an unpaid leave of absence with no option for a severance package and no visibility on a return to business as usual. Reports suggest around 30 staff have been affected, with very few remaining. Ascendant had already laid off around 45% of its staff last year, and based on estimated numbers, that means there's likely very few folks actually working at the studio after these changes. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.